I don't know. That's for you to decide. I don't decide.
What do you think?
You know something? I like to think that I'm a combination of all of that, both of those. That I can play the old stuff and give it the old school feel, but I can also play any of the other material and make it powerful and heavy. And most of all, I try to be musical and dynamic. In other words, I play for the song. I play for the band. I don't play for myself. I play to make Kiss sound the best I can make it, and play for each song individually to make it try to sound or feel the right way. Whether it's a song from my era and Revenge, or any of these. As I was saying, George, to me, I'm not trying to be Peter Criss. I never tried to be Peter Criss. Never tried to be Eric Carr. I don't believe in doing this. But I think you have to always be very aware and respectful when you join a band and the band has a sound. You have to try to play. In other words, I try to play Kiss songs like a Kiss style, not a Peter Criss or Eric Carr or Eric Singer style, because Gene and Paul wrote most of those Kiss songs. So I play drums the way they like and way they want. That's why I'm here. I don't think they would have me be the drummer if I wasn't playing the way they wanted. And I think when you look back, you can see when I first joined the band, I used to play more crazy and a lot of double bass and all this stuff. And then I realized, after a couple of years in the band, I realized, you know, this to me isn't what Kiss is about. Kiss is about more, you know, play more for the song. So I started being more stripped down and basic with the approach, because Kiss is not complicated music. It's straight-ahead rock and roll, like AC/DC. It should be very simple and have a good feel. So if you listen to MTV Unplugged record, you can see at this point, this is before the reunion tour, I started playing the songs more very straight ahead, more basic, more traditional, like older Kiss. So many people say, why are you playing, you didn't used to play this way. I'm like, yes, I did. You forget. You have to watch MTV Unplugged. Then watch me play and listen to the drums. You'll say, oh, yeah, you're right. Eric wasn't playing crazy. He played very straight and very simple and played for the songs. So I decided to make a conscious effort myself that this is what I think is better for Kiss. And you want to know something? I think Gene and Paul agree, and I think they were happy that I did this, because things were getting too crazy, I think. You know, you listen to many of the Kiss stuff in the 80s, the songs are so fast, and it got away from the more original, traditional style of what Kiss started off to be, which is more of a rock and roll band. George, this is just my opinion. This is how I see it, and this is how I feel.